Again, we're here at the South Dakota State Fair at the Dakota Land Stage and the Farm Bureau, Department of Ag, with the Century Farm and the 125, and we've got a very well-known and respected lady with me, June James. And June and Keith, 125 years, that's got to be a lot.
Yes, and that's even a little longer than that, actually. His great-great-grandfather bought easements on land and the homestead in 1832 or something like that. Yeah, way back. Yeah, and so it's been around, and nobody has ever moved off that farm. You know, it's always been there. So
you're going to be going for the 150 then?
We could be. No. Keith is in a nursing home now, so he's not able to be there. But he would have been the fifth generation farmer, and he came out of Korea to the farm in 53 and has farmed basically ever since. He tagged along with his grandfather. He was a city boy, but he loved the farm, and his grandpa really talked about him taking over the farm someday, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, you know, June, you've been through a lot of different times. Of course, you were working in the extension for years, and I was fortunate enough to work with you for a few of those. But during the ag, it had to be, just from when you were there, this generation, it had to change tremendously.
Oh, it has just been, it's hard to imagine the changes that have taken place and what crops are growing, the size of the machinery, and all the things that go into it, and like spraying. And when Keith came to the farm, he was one of the first ones to put fertilizer on, and he was one of the first ones to start spraying. And those are all kinds of things that were just being introduced at that point in time.
Yeah, but you look at some of the generations that have passed, and we were talking to one, and he said that, yeah, I couldn't imagine my grandpa now, because we couldn't go out and combine because it was too hot, our air conditioner went out.
Yeah. Well, and Keith's grandfather was a very progressive farmer, and he had one of the first thrash machines and ran the thrash machine crew, and he also had one of the first combines. And so, he was a progressive person. But when I think about the generations, like his great-great-grandfather, et cetera, they were forward-thinking. They were progressive, and they loved the land, and they wanted to see to it that it was kept in the family as much as possible. And so they were outstanding people, I think, because they were forward thinkers.
We've heard a lot about that they said there may be some tough times in the farm, but nobody would give it up because they loved the farm life.
That's right, and that's what happened with Keith's grandfather. He was getting concerned in the 30s about losing the land, and so what he did is he deeded it all to a quarter of land to each one of his children, and they were responsible for paying the taxes. And so, and then as the years went on, then when Keith started farming, he was able to cash rent from two of his mom and an aunt to get started farming, and then eventually was able to buy from them and then buy the rest of the land, and became the complete owner of all the land again.
So it's kind of been a whole circle that you go around in the families, isn't it?
That's right. So.
Well, June, I know you're going to have to get up there pretty soon. Thanks for joining me. Congratulations on this award. It's always kind of nice.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. It was exciting to read through all the information that was there and find out what had happened through the years.
Well, that happens so often that people said, I learned all this trying to do some research on this and fill the application, that you learned a lot from back the old generations.
Reading abstracts is a big learning lesson.
Anyway, June, congratulations, you and Keith.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Yep. And that's a report from the South Dakota Farm Bureau stage with June and Keith James getting the 125 years here at the South Dakota State Fair.